Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE 88.9 FM, the voice of the Townships. On the first part of today's show, I'm pleased to have David Skip right back with us today. And today, Skip will be talking about what is happening at the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. But first, let's hear the song called I'd Miss the Birds. It's by Joy Oladokun. We'll hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
Lately I've been dreaming of a house out in the woods with a big backyard, my dog and my lover. Gave Nashville a chance and made it farther than they thought I would. But it doesn't mean I should hang round and suffer. This world on fire still has good to discover. I wouldn't miss the traffic or the runaway trains. And the Proud Boys and their women just make me feel out of place. Oh, but I'd miss the birds and the music that they make. But even they know when to fly away. I think it's time to fly away. Dusty Silverado, take me to another place. This town has a way to leave you wanting. For all its brand new buildings and its heroes on parade, this town still isn't big enough to love me. And I'm still too damn proud to beg for company. I wouldn't miss the traffic or the runaway trains. And the Proud Boys and their women just make me feel out of place. Oh, but I'd miss the birds and the music that they make. But even they know when to fly away. I think it's time to fly away. I think it's time to make a change. Spread my wings and drift away. You can always come back to the place. I wouldn't miss the traffic or the runaway trains. And the Proud Boys and their women just make me feel out of place. Oh, but I'd miss the birds and the music that they make. And the feel of the earth beneath my feet in early May. And the magnolia leaves as they fall out of place. Even they know when to fly away. Oh, I think it's time to fly away.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm very happy to welcome back to the Townships at 12, David, better known as Skip Wright, and today Skip is going to be talking to us about the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So welcome, Skip.
Oh, good morning, Maureen.
So what's happening now at the club?
Well, we're starting our meetings on October the 30th. Our first speaker this year will be Camille Dufresne. She will be talking a new look at our bird gardens. She lives on Arrow Street, and she has she's transformed her lawns and all that into a garden, a bird garden, and it's very interesting and well placed in that. And so it should be really interesting talk. It will be this on October 30th at 7 o'clock at Amity Baudouin Hall. And everybody's welcome. And she will be talking about bird gardens is full of life, but it's also a world of biodiversity, which is absolutely true. Her friend Michelle is quite a photographer, and he takes pictures of the insects, and that also go into your gardens. So it's going to be a very interesting, and the animals that it attracts too. So it's going to be a very interesting talk.
Yeah, that sounds really interesting. I'll have to take a drive over there and see her garden.
Yeah, yeah, she'd be more than welcome, I'm sure. And she does a really interesting talk. She talks all over Quebec about her garden and wildlife in general.
Okay, that's good. Very interesting.
And then we also were sort of a teammate with them. There will be a talk on October the 27th for the Buzzy Ascot Lennox. This is about the property that you see behind where the Hell's Angels building is between Lennoxville and Sherbrooke.
Okay.
And they are trying to amalgamate it all together into a park. Mm-hmm. So that should be a very interesting talk too. Bruno Mallard will be the person there. And that's at Imani Boat Run too. So that's October 27th, 10:30 to 15. There's going to be time in between that you can talk to them and they'll show you the project on the map and everything. So it's quite interesting. Even when you go up College Street on the right-hand side, it's that whole section of woods in there. So it should be, they're trying to get it all put together.
I saw something about that. That is amazing, and I wondered about that too.
Yeah, me too. But now we'll find out more about it, and that they have a real good team established there.
Okay, well, hopefully they can do something with that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, and we have been very busy too as a club, as members. Last Saturday, we removed the swallow boxes in front of Bishop's University beside the experimental farm, mm-hmm. by the river.
Mm-hmm.
We removed we have 18 boxes there for swallows, and 16 of them had nested them.
Oh.
And that we were quite happy with that. We also have two wood duck boxes there, and one of the two also had a nest in it too. So that means that's really good, because wood ducks don't usually get into a new nest. It takes 2 or 3 years for them to get it to go in, to get familiar with the box. And it's a big box that's on a tree. And so we're happy that we got one out of the two. And I've seen the mother there with the babies in the spring. So that was really nice to see that.
Yeah, I would imagine. That's very exciting.
Yeah, and the swallows, that's quite an interesting bird, you know, that they migrate down south and to Florida, even down to Central America. And they only fly a day, and they go about 200 miles each day. And they know, they have different routes. They know where they're going to stop on the way down. So it's quite an interesting bird. And I didn't know this, that when they have their young, they have five or so, but they call them. They throw out the other ones and only leave two in the nest. So that's interesting too. I didn't realize that too. And they're territorial. When we place out these boxes, we got to place them 100 feet apart from each other, because they're very protected of their bird, of their nesting. So it's quite an interesting bird.
Yeah, that's really fascinating.
Yeah, and next year, next spring, we're hoping, it's in the talk, that we may have a get-together. People can come and watch the swallows come back, the homecoming of the swallows. This is quite interesting. When we go out and put the boxes out, the birds are flying around our head, and as soon as we put, they're on long pole because of the ice and the weeds that are mm-hmm. there. And as soon as we put the box up, they land on each bird lands on top of their assigned box.
Oh.
So we're going to have we're talking about it, having a get together so people can watch the returning of the swallows.
Yeah.
So it'd be very interesting to see.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
It is interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
But so we'll give you more info on that. We're hoping to get that project going.
Okay.
But yeah, and so outside of that, we've had we also had people with us on Saturday, which helps us a lot. We had Scott Newman and his son, Jazz. They helped us out enormously, especially climbing the ladders and everything. And then we had Chris Coneybrook that was there with us, and Bruno Mallard. I couldn't have done it without them, so it really helps a lot. But we're going to have more people involved as the years go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
So, and I'm getting quite a few phone calls about bird sightings. Mm-hmm. For example, Gladys Beattie up in Canton Hatley here, she's seen 25 turkeys on a regular basis, and they're becoming very tame. Okay. I've seen them too. They are becoming tame, that's for sure.
Oh, okay.
And two ruffed grouse, which we haven't seen around here for a while. I even had one in my driveway, and I don't live too far from it. So it's the first one I've seen in years.
Okay, so, I actually saw one that past weekend.
Yeah, I saw the photo. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was surprised. I've never seen one before.
And that was I think there's two versions of them. There's some that are smaller than others, but yours was a nice big one. It's the ones I remember well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seemed big.
That was
yeah.
a great photo.
Oh, more. Thanks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you got close to it.
Well, no, I zoomed in. It seems to like the cranberries. We have some cranberry bushes in the country on our property, and it seems to really like those.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, there were two of them. I only got a picture of one, but yeah, that's was really exciting to see.
You know what happens when they eat the cranberries? They get drunk.
Okay.
And that's when they run in. That's when you hear people saying that they used to fly into windows and hit your car and that.
Oh.
They don't know where they're going.
Okay.
They ferment it. You know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, one little highlight on it. Also, we've had a calling of the coyotes have been howling nightly, and there seems to be quite a few around. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got Suzanne Cole from the East Hatley, and she's seen the swallows are still around there. I'm surprised they haven't gone down yet. But she noticed she'd seen hermit thrush and bluebirds, and the bluebirds are still at the Lennoxville Golf Course.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing that people have been noticing is bears. Now, there was been a dead bear on Highway 10 near Orford, but we've also there's also one been reported around St. Catherine the Hatley on the trail,
okay.
And also in Scottstown. And I even think I have one around my house here, too. So they're starting to get more plentiful, so which is a good thing. It's nice. I love them, so I wouldn't mind having one around. It wouldn't hurt. Not going to hurt me, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I guess they're more timid, the ones around here.
Yeah. And then Kathy Adams, she saw out in Scottsdale, she saw a bears run across in front of her car just a week ago.
Oh, okay.
So I know there's a lot out there, quite a few out there. So it's interesting how maybe there's, you know, more nature is coming back, and the people are accepting the animals more, you know?
Mm-hmm, hopefully.
Which we're trying to promote.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and also we got a new person, Cheryl and Alan Bradley. They're in North Hatley now. And they set up a bird feeder, and they're starting to see quite a few birds coming in, which is good to know for North Hatley. We also set up a bird feeder at the Legion in North Hatley. I think I've mentioned this before.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're walking down beside the Legion, you can look at the bird feeder and see the different birds that are there. North Hatley seems to attract a lot of different birds, like juncos and sparrows, but it's nice to see in the town, you know.
Right, exactly. Maybe because of the water?
Yes, I think so. And deer, my gosh, you got to watch out when you're driving the streets there, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But no, so we've been busy. We've been busy, and a lot of people are getting back to us, and we're excited to get our meeting going on October 30th. That should be really, really interesting. It's a local initiative by Camille, and it should be a really interesting talk.
It should be, yeah, exactly.
But that's about it. It's quite a bit going on, and that's it for today. We've been pretty busy. So.
I see that. Lots of exciting things coming up. Well, thanks very much, and all the best on the presentation and everything else the club is doing.
Well, thank you, Marie.
David Wright, better known as Skip Wright, president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Next up, let's hear the song called Coyotes and Trains. It's by Phil Hamilton.
Down a dead end road, all alone with thoughts in my head. The night was still and dark as coal, the kind of place you find a man dead. It's been a long, hard year out here in the cold. Never thought about all I'd missed, the things I swore I'd always hear, now dampened from the snow. If I was back in Texas, wouldn't feel so damn strange. Be out here on this mountain without a coyote open trains. Oh, if I was back in Texas, wouldn't feel so strange. Be out here on this mountain without a coyote open. There ain't a place that you can't go back home and hear the sounds. Those crying for attention, you can hear it all around. I moved off with a wife and kid, searching for what was left. So many things that I couldn't change, like the whiskey on my breath. If I was back in Texas, wouldn't feel so damn strange. Be out here on this mountain without a coyote or the trains. Oh, if I was back in Texas, wouldn't feel so strange. Be out here on this mountain without a coyote or the trains. Texas, wouldn't feel so strange. Be out here on this mountain, got a coyote or them trains. Oh, if I was back in Texas, wouldn't feel so strange. Be out here on this mountain, got a coyote or them trains.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. The next presentation by the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club will be at 7 p.m. Wednesday, October 30th at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center right in the heart of Lenoxville, 10 Samuel Gratham Street. It's free. Everybody is welcome. And this presentation is called A New Look at Our Bird Garden, and it's by Camille DeFrance, naturalist, ornithologist, and a member of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Are you a fan of Halloween? Together, let's transform the city of Sherbrooke into a haunted haunt and celebrate Halloween like never before. To register, www.visitesherbrooke.ca/fr/découvrez/la-ballade-monstrueuse. Nature Canton de l'Est invites you to the public launch of the Ascot-Lennox Forest Conservation Project, coming up on Sunday, October 27th, 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Amity Beaudoin Community Center in the borough of Lenoxville. The Canadian Federation of University Women Sherbrooke and District will be holding a fundraising concert on Sunday, November 3rd at the St. Elizabeth Church, located at 3115 Cableton in North Hatley. The concert will start at 2 p.m. and will feature well-known local artists. Tickets are $20. For reservations, please call Janet Watson, 819-820-7628, or Geraldine McGurk, 819-566-0542. Coming up at the Hut, the ANAF, Unit 318, located at 300 St. Francis Street in Sherbrooke. They invite everybody to a roast beef supper coming up on November 9th, 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $25. For reservations, please call Doreen Morissette at 819-821-2967 before November 1st, 2024. ANAF Unit 318, participating in Remembrance Day activities. Saturday, November 9th, service in Scottstown at 11 a.m. Service in Barrie at 2 p.m. Armistice Supper at the ANAF Unit 318. Sunday, November 10th, service in Lenoxville at 11 a.m. Light Luncheon for the community at the unit. Service in North Hatley at 4 p.m. Monday, November 11th, service in Sawyerville at 11 a.m., service in East Clifton, service in Cookshire, and service in Island Brook. There will be a presentation on Wednesday, November 6th, 7 p.m. Blatant Injustice, Injustice Flagrant, Jewish Refugees in Sherbrooke During World War II. This event is sponsored by the Lenoxville Library and will happen at Hope Community Church, 102 Queen Street, in the borough of Lenoxville. Again, that is on Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. And it's the Adopt a Book campaign going on at the Lenoxville Library. Choose a book from the new book displays at the library or from the new book list on their website. Then make a donation in cash or by check or debit card to cover the book's retail price, typically between $20 and $45. They will inscribe your name or the name of a person you wish to honor on a book plate inside the book and issue a tax receipt for your donation. You can also make an annual donation to the library at whatever amount suits your budget. Pay by cash, check, or debit next time you are at the library, or also online donation site Canada Helps. The 1,000 apple pie sale is back for another year. On Saturday, November 9th, the awesome team of volunteers at Grace Village will be preparing 1,000 apple pies for you and your family. The delicious apple pies are ready to bake or freeze, each with baking instruction. Pie prices are the following: $15 a pie or 5 pies for $60. Buy 4 and get 1 free. Pre-order your apple pies online. weblink.donorperfect.com/pies2024. Interested in being a volunteer pie maker? Reach out to Leslie Buchanan at email lesliebuchanan624@gmail.com to be part of this amazing project for Grace Village. There will be a Christmas market, Sunday Christmas market, Sunday, November 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville, hosted by the Ladies Auxiliary. For more information or to rent a table, please contact Wanda Evans, 819-565-7099. Grace Village Christmas Market happens on Saturday, November 23rd. They are located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke and in Huntingville. The time is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and they hope to see everybody there, so come on out and support the Grace Village. Lots of fall activities coming up at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stanstead. So coming up, there's a fall tea at the Colby Curtis Museum, a selection of seasonal sweet treats, scones, and savory bites, accompanied by the delicious Colby Curtis blend of tea. Saturday, October 26, $30 per person. Please book in advance as seat numbers are limited. Visit the website for more information, colbycurtis.ca. Also, Expo Artisan Fair, discover local artisans and goods. That happens on November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a Sunday at the Colby Curtis Museum, located at 525 Dufferin Street in Stanstead. And again, the website, colbycurtis.ca. Lots of activities coming up at Literacy in Action, Migratory Roots Project. Also, they're looking for tutors. Check them out on the website, lia-estree.org. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour of today's show, David Skip Wright, for telling us all about the news from the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. Check them out on Facebook. We will close the first part of today's show with a song called No Moon At All. It's by Holly Cole. We will hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of today's show, The Townships at 12. So please stay tuned.
No moon at all, what a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear. Tonight is right and bright, moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all. Atmosphere for inspiration, dear. One kiss will make it clear. Tonight is right and bright, moonlight might interfere. Now you're here, oh so near. Whisper dear in my ear. There's no moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all.